Secretary will sound the bells. Members should return to the chamber for a vote.
Lawmakers sped through remaining budget bills, with the Senate finishing its work at around 2 p.m. and the Assembly about an hour later. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was applauded in the Assembly chamber when he hailed the passage of the first on-time budget since 1984 as a major bipartisan achievement.
And a budget that's good and fair and on time for the first time in 20 years.
Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno credits the first ever series of open leaders meetings between legislative leaders and Governor George Pataki and public legislative conference committees with speeding up the process.
I think in anyone's recollection, this has been the most open public process in the history of this state.
Diana Fortuna with Citizens Budget Commission, one of several groups fighting for reform of state government, praised the achievement. She joked that all of the voting in the middle of the day instead of the middle of the night was disorienting.
I get a sense that everyone's a little disoriented here. This is not something they're used to doing. They're not used to operating in sunlight. They're not used to getting their work done in a functional way. And the hope is, I mean, if this is all that happens, then it means nothing. But if this is the beginning of more change and a sense that both bodies here and the governor can work together and do a better job, that's great.
The budget was immediately accepted by the state's controller, Alan Hevesy, who said the legislature met its obligations under the state's constitution.
Absolutely, it's a budget, and this is a very positive development. It hasn't happened in two decades, and as much as the legislature has been criticized for having late budgets, they should be complimented.
Governor George Pataki said he was pleased that for the first time in the 10 years since he's been governor, there's an on-time budget.
For the first time since I've been governor, come April 1st, we will not be sitting down trying to figure out how to send up emergency bills to keep the government functioning from week to week or for a period of weeks.
Pataki had been very critical of a legislative budget that largely left him on the sidelines. On Monday, when the Senate and Assembly seemed determined to meet the deadline with or without him, the governor started to soften his tone, though Pataki says the legislature's budget still needs work before he'll accept it.
There is still much work to do. And by much work, I mean very many areas that are still open and that still require significant work to get done.
The governor still does not believe the Senate and Assembly cut enough from the Medicaid budget, and he says a proposed cap on Medicaid expenditures for counties is in jeopardy because of that. The governor says unless there are changes in the next 10 days, he'll veto parts of the budget. The legislature left out whole sections of their spending plan because they could not win agreements with the governor, including all monies for public assistance programs, a fund for the environment, and a construction plan for colleges and universities. Both the legislative leaders and Governor Pataki say they hope they can work out an amicable agreement to settle the rest of the budget in the next few days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.